Kim Jong-un's family values. It's official. North Korea is moving into the future. On April 29th, Kim Jong-un's regime announced that it would shift its clocks forward 30 minutes on May 5th to unify with South Korean time, one of several conciliatory gestures decided at his historic talks between Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in after a meeting oozing with symbolism at the Riven Peninsula's demilitarized zone. The North and South also agreed to restart reuniting families, open a liaison office, and put an end to the Korean War, which officially is still being waged, as only an armistice rather than a peace treaty was ever signed. A new history begins now, Kim wrote in the visitor's book of the DMZ's Peace House, as the first North Korean leader to visit the South, an age of peace at the starting point of history. Despite all the optimism, the summit's description of denuclearization was kept vague, leaving observers to guess what Kim might want in return. According to South Korean officials, Kim said he would offer up his nuclear arms in exchange for a non-aggression pact with the U.S., but top American officials have signaled that they're skeptical of the rhetoric. For North Korea to abandon nuclear weapons would require a fundamental change in its founding and governing precepts. Bylaws of North Korea's all-powerful Workers' Party define its purpose as to complete the revolution and liberate the South, while those who oppose the party are enemies of the people. Besides, North Korea's founder, Kim Il-sung, had a signature philosophy of Yusha, best defined as patriotic self-reliance. This would seem impossible to reconcile with accepting promises of non-aggression from age-old nemesis, the U.S. Kim Jong-il, son of Kim Il-sung and father to the current supreme leader, added his own philosophy of Sung-un, or military first, which built on Yusha, whilst wrapping in elements of Marxism, Leninism, militarism, neo-Confucianism, and realism. In a nutshell, raw power conquers all. From that perspective, they are the ultimate realists in the traditions of Machiavelli and Hobbes, says Daniel Pinkston, on East and East Asia expert at Troy University in South Korea. They have this obsession or fetish of power. Every political outcome is determined by power and power asymmetries.